It's been a long fucking time since I've been in Lady Lucifer's palace. Since any of us have, really. We can't go past here. So you're on your own. She's got this fucking hex on the place, and only a ruler of a domain of the Nine Hells can pass this threshold and proceed to the throne room. And, well, you fucked our domains right out of us. Yeah, so you're shit out of luck in terms of backup. Sorry. But hey, we all know you're gonna win.
You've arrived. Welcome. Welcome to my palace, the ninth and final layer of hell. You didn't expect to find me in such a state. I knew I had company arriving, and I am always an immaculate host. I knew what my guest would want, so I prepared exactly that. I brought my bed from my chambers here to the throne room so the new king could lay claim properly. Don't be so surprised. You won. It's time for you to take your prize. Your oath of conquest has been fulfilled. You nearly have total dominion over the Nine Hells and its queens. And I felt it. I have a link to each and every one of them. Yeah. I felt it as each one was left ruined by your cock. And now I'm here. I'm mostly toying with myself, waiting for the inevitable, waiting for my king. There's no use fighting it. You're just too powerful. I felt the warmth of your tongue as it buried in Cerberus's cunt, looked away at her resolve before plunging that fat fucking cock into her depths and pounding what remained of her mind into mush. And then you just kept fucking her into oblivion. You stripped away everything. Everything she had until she was just a needy, filthy bitch in heat. Speaking of that fat fucking dick, if I'm to be the queen to your king, I need to get started on my queenly duties. There it is. I felt every single thing you did to gluttony. Those phantom cocks. And none of them look as pretty as the real thing. All 31 loads of cum that you pumped in each one of her holes and all over her fucking body. The scorching heat of them grinding against her and filling her, of ravaging her completely, giving her no rest. Those dozen orgasms you fucked out of her rippled through my body just as strongly. Look how wet you've made me. Do you hear it too? Now you tortured poor Lust. The madness of desire that you inflicted upon her. Such delicious agony. First with your fingers. Those strong, rough, hard-working hands and powerful fingers. You had no idea that while you were fingering her, I was waiting in this very throne room, panting, with just as much desire as she was. And then your mouth. The delight of that tongue and how it lapped so hungrily at her sweet pussy. It made me weak all over. And then you finally gave her what she, what we had been aching for, that perfect looking cock right here. Filled her so well, her mind was already going blank when you shoved it in. But when you denied her that apex of pleasure for a third time, she snapped like a twig. And then came that intoxicating release when she took her oath to you and you filled her to the brim. And that heat was so overwhelming. And wrath. That pitiful, pitiful creature. So angry, so ferocious. And yet you braved it all. You weathered the storm of her violence, her malevolence, and you saw the beauty within. The glory of her strength and ferocity. You saw her. And you made her feel love. All while she impaled herself on this huge fucking cock. Up and down. Up and down. I felt it again. Spearing into her. My core. Every time she was stretched around it, I felt an ache in my pussy. As I felt your long, thick, throbbing dick push her to her limit. And then that torrent of passion that flowed from the both of you. So sweet and pure. I hungered for more. And then, when you got to greed, cutting that deal with her was simple. She offered herself up right to you as a rental fleshlight so freely, so easily. And you took her. You more than took her, you used her. She claimed to suck cock like a back alley slut. And you made sure she did just that. Fucked that throat of hers just like it was the cunt of some tavern wench. I wonder if you're going to do the same to me, my king. We shall see. And then, those fucking hands of yours on her hips as you bend her over her own desk. Oh, you absolutely violated both her cunt and her asshole. Holy fuck. You were determined to take advantage of every service she could possibly offer. I felt you. Roughly break in her slutty, needy hole. And then I felt as you forced her tight little ass to sheath this fucking weapon of a cock. You made her buckle and alter your deal. Let's not forget that finale. What a treat it was for both of you to have her clean it off with her mouth. to taste it personally. It's even better than I could have imagined. You know, I've been waiting so long when I was drooling with jealousy. But not quite as much as envy was when you sunk slowly into that soft, velvety pussy of sloths. I could feel the intensity of your throbs against my walls as she squeezed around you. When envy bent you down and took you for a ride. Again, that thick cock pulsed and twitched as... felt like my her pussy clutched hungrily to it. Your cock holds so much power and spurred even sloth into action. You filled and fucked her so well. And she stopped being a lazy little pillow princess for once. Made me convulse when you brutalized that asshole of hers. My darling king. Do you realize the torment you've unleashed upon her? Even I felt like I was about to be torn in half. This bitch breaker of a dick conquered even pride. What you did to her. You delved into my throat as you shoved that cock down her cute little face and choked her with it. Her eager throat wrapped around your cock, squeezing it hungrily. Fuck. Now it's my turn. Directly enjoying this treasure is so much better than living vicariously through others. Come, enough waiting. I felt it so many times over. You've broken me 8 times again and again. Please, just conquer me for this 9th and final time. Such a miraculous feat, conquering the 9 hells. Even besieging the gate was believed impossible. But that hasn't stopped countless fools from trying. You remind me of one such hero. He broke through the gate, slayed many demons, demanded an audience. He wasn't nearly the man you are. Yes, he was so desperate for power. I was amused by his foolhardy courage and his strength. So I gave a fragment of my power to him. Told him that one day his bloodline would forge the perfect champion for me. Are you starting to understand now? That promised champion is you, my love. Perfect. My power courses through your veins, and you have the heart of a lion. I've been a secret passenger throughout your journeys, as I have with all those would-be legends of your bloodline. This is your predestined fate from the day your ancestors took my pact. I planted seeds of thoughts deep in your mind, watered them, nurtured them, and soon an idea blossomed. I had a desire, an insatiable thirst, a need to conquer. It was my will that guided you to take your oath of conquest. So, carry it on again. Fulfill that oath one final time. So good. So good. No. You're laying claim to your queen. You bested me. Yeah, get lost in pleasure with me, my king. It feels too good to be true. But it's too late. Finally. That's better. On your back like a good slut should be. Look at you, helpless, pinned to my bed and about to be castigated, disciplined, conquered. Now give me what's mine. Ah, you thought that the combined might of my daughters gave you the upper hand. Unfortunately for you, that's not the case. Far from it. I've waited generations for this moment. You think I haven't planned properly? Let's really get to work now. By the time we're done today, you're going to be body in my hands. Body trembling, heart aflutter, brain melting. I'm going to sink my claws into every fiber of your being, and you're going to love it. I'm going to flood your existence with my influence. Every breath you take will be a reminder of your love for me. Speaking of your breath, feel my hands on your throat. Every breath, a reminder of your love for me. And every breath, a blessing I let you have. Because I could just tighten that grip. I feel your cock twitching harder when I do that. You filthy, filthy boy. I can see and feel you losing yourself. It's okay. Let it go. Look into my eyes. Do you see it? Other deep, warm red. Do you feel it pulling you deeper and deeper in? Soon, you'll be surrounded by that warmth, fully enveloped in it. So let let yourself sink deeper, feeling the heat of my cunt as it works you, the warmth of my hands on your throat, owning your breath, the fire of my soul intermingling with yours in this very moment. Do you feel that inferno in the core of your being? Give in to it. I can feel your soul quivering and pulsing, just aching for more from me, more and more. No, my love, don't look away. Keep looking into my eyes. Give in to me. You know you want to. Your blood already has once before, and this offer is so much more tantalizing than the one I made your ancestor. You know you are worth the wait. Such a prized treasure. Such incredible, blazing power joining mine, and our bodies doing the same. This feeling's familiar, darling. All those daydreams about laying siege to hell. You were dreaming of me. I've always been with you. And now you finally made it here. You made it through the gauntlet I set up for you. You fulfilled the oath of conquest you unknowingly made me. Look. Keep looking into my eyes, love. Sink deeper. Deeper, just like that. Just like that. Just like my cunt on your cock. I feel the moment drawing nearer. I know that with every word, every sound, every sensation, you do too. As we descend deeper into this pleasure, you'll grow more desperate each step, making your desire grow. 10. Feel my cunt drawing you in, pulling you closer and closer to the brink, wrapped so tightly around you, clutching and sucking at your pulsing cock so hungrily, eager to milk every last drop of that hot, thick, sticky seed out of you. My love, that's what this has all been about. I made my 8 daughters with my power and mine alone, and you're going to help me make even more. The old-fashioned way. 9. Do you feel the heat of the passion and pleasure melting your mind away? Making you dumber and dumber as you give in to the bliss, letting those waves of pleasure wash over you, wash away any thoughts. That tide pushing further and further in, unstoppable like a flood. Let the tide overtake you, whisk you away, my love. 8. I feel your hips bucking eagerly up into me. I feel your shaky breath, your panicked gulps with my hands around your throat, and you know you can't stop it. You know you don't want to. I feel the fulfillment of your oath drawing nearer. You do too, I know you'll do anything to fulfill your vow, won't you, my love? 7. Can you feel your own desperation? Your desperation for pleasure as your cock throbs and your hips buck. Your desperation to try and last till the bottom of this descent as my cunt relentlessly milks every inch of this fat fucking cock. Your desperation to satisfy me, to make me shudder. Your desperation to finish your journey, to lay claim to the final queen of the 9 hells. You will do anything, won't you, my love? 6. Your mind's collapsing in on itself under the inexorable need to seed my womb, every thought being drowned out by your devotion for me, by your biological drive, your cock swelling up, ready to explode. 5. Ready to be consumed by the bliss I bring, that I'll always bring. You belong to me, and I'll have you each and every day, for all of eternity. And you just have to do a few simple things. Look at that, your hips just bucking wildly, aching to slip back inside me. Oh, so precious. And we're just so close to that peak. All you have to do is relinquish their oaths to me. Surrender that which you've conquered to me, and I'll happily sink back down. Do you want to make a deal with the devil, boy? Writhe and struggle away. All it takes is my hand on your neck to keep you down. You want back in. Be a good boy. Give me your victories. They're mine. Yes. Such a good, obedient slut of a boy. You little fucking slut. You just gave everything you worked so hard for to feel me wrap back around you. What a slutty, mindless fucking thing to do. So where were we? Oh yeah. Four, you've been stripped of your glory. Giving in so easily stripped you of your dignity. I'm relieving you of your resolve. You are truly bare before me in every sense, except for one. This cock buried in me, hidden safely from the rest of the world. Mine. 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 Good. Three. Do you feel it? Hear it? What you've done to me? The sloppy, soaked walls of my cunt wrapping and squeezing you tightly, sucking and gripping your length every time I impale myself. This huge fucking cock. Do you feel my heat building, my grip tightening? We both know what'll happen soon. Your warmth will be released into mine. Go on, get closer over me, too. Your walls are crumbling, and mine are clutching. Starved for your eruption, give in to pleasure. Give in to your base need. Give in to me. Say it. Swear your oath to me. To claim me, to take me, to be taken by me. To be claimed by me for eternity. One, are you ready? Ready to erupt at any second? Ready to give me what I want? Ready to breed me? Ready to be milked dry for the first of an infinite number of times, slut? Ready to be my good boy? Given you are my conquest. Zero. Yeah, that's it. Let it out into me. Let it all out. That's it. Good fucking slut. Lose yourself. Lose everything in this pussy. Good fucking slut. Yes. Let it all out. Give me all of it. Do we have that sorted out now? That your oath of conquest is over. And that you're here because I allowed... No, commanded it. Great. Glad that's sorted. Love you. Ugh. Wow. You know, getting a husband was way easier than I thought it would be. Well, for me, anyway. You literally had to go through hell to get to me, my darling king consort. Yeah, we're married now. What do you think I made you take that oath for? Mm.